Folks, another day, another Yankee injury. What else is new? It most certainly feels like deja vu all over again. Because if you go back to last year, it felt like the hits just kept on coming from a Yankee standpoint. No, you are not listening to CBS FM right now. You're talking about the 2020 Yankees. And my goodness, they're off to quite the similar start to what the team had just a year ago. Last year was the news on Luis Severino. It was the news on Aaron Hicks. And, of course, the injury news continued to leak into the regular season, where it just became an epidemic. It was absurd. Well, we're about a week into spring training. You already know that James Paxton is under the knife for what's going on with his back and the surgery he had back in late January, early February. Then you get the terrible news surrounding Luis Severino. First, it is the forearm issue. Of course, that later is diagnosed as Tommy John surgery. So you could say goodbye to Luis Severino for all of 2020 and probably a good chunk of 2021. That is as significant as it gets. The news that we got on Wednesday, not nearly as earth-shattering. However, sickening on so many different fronts, on so many different levels. Giancarlo Stanton, the ghost of Giancarlo Stanton, I guess I should say, because last year he couldn't find the guy. He basically was on a milk carton. He was in a witness protection program. He was not a part of the 2019 Yankees, it felt like, in any way. Says he's in the best shape of his life. Says that if he knew what pitch was coming, he would have hit 70 or 80 home runs. Talking the talk. For many Yankee fans, it was a question of will he walk the walk? And I know I had the question going into the year. Can this guy stay on the field after what was a lost, nightmarish 2019? Well, let's just say his 2020 is off to a high-flying start. Let me tell you. Oh, it's off to a high-flying start because I walk into my meeting over at SNY. I feel like this is becoming a common theme. I walk into my production meeting. I'm in good spirits. I got my Starbucks coffee. I got a big fat smile on my face. Shooting, you know what, having fun, couple laughs, you name it. I'm scrolling through Twitter like I always do throughout the meeting. And I see this news on Stanton and I almost spit up my coffee because it's par for the course over the last 2 years for the Yankees. A right calf strain, a grade one. Right calf strain. According to Aaron Boone, he will be down a bit. And the thought is, for most people around the New York Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton will not be ready for the start of this season. Give me a break. A guy who couldn't find him a year ago told Ricky Ricardo when he came on with Joe and I, he's in the best shape of his life. He's in the best shape of his Yankees career. Well, so much for that because in a workout, he gets hurt. The guy is made of glass. Let's call it like it is. Giancarlo Stanton, from the start of the 2019 season, has been stealing from the New York Yankees. It's not to Jacoby Ellsbury levels quite yet, but he's stealing with the amount of money he is making. This is a guy supposed to be a force in the lineup day in and day out. This is supposed to be a guy who's wrecking games day in and day out. The only games he's wrecking is on a video game. That's it. Because on the field, he's not more than a ghost. And what's so alarming to me about what's going on with Giancarlo Stanton, and I know, grade one calf strain, maybe he's back a week after the year, who knows, maybe he's back in mid-April. Because of what he went through last year, I'm sorry, if you think I am coming on the air and I'm giving Giancarlo Stanton the benefit of the doubt, saying, oh, nothing to worry about, this ain't a big deal, he's going to be fine. No, I'm sorry, folks. I cannot be of that mindset because I lived through it a year ago. The guy didn't play. He not only got hurt throughout the regular season, he has a terrific game one in the ALCS against the Houston Astros, and then he gets hurt again. I'm sorry, I can't take it. And the reason I can't take it, I'm going to tell you why. With an injury like Severino, what are you going to do? You blow out your elbow, it's Tommy John surgery, it's a gut punch, it's sickening. Could happen to anybody. I guess you could say these injuries could happen to anybody, but they're the weird, the wacky, the fluky injuries. I can't take it. And what bothers me, too, is that you see Giancarlo Stanton all winter. Trust me. You know I'm sitting on Instagram. I'm about that life. I'm about that action. I'm sitting there, and I see Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, he's at this event. He's at that event. He's hanging at this club. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's posting videos of him working out at the gym. I know it's an outdated video, right? But I got to see him bench pressing Adriana Lima. Did you guys see that? I know it's from a few years back. But it's like, you got all this look at me stuff all over your Instagram page. Fine. More power to you. Do you. A week into spring training, you hurt? With the amount of money you were making, that's not exactly going to, dare I say, endear you to the New York Yankee fan base. Because the impression they have on Giancarlo Stanton coming over in that big trade from the Miami Marlins when he was fresh off an MVP campaign, here's your impression of Giancarlo Stanton. He strikes out way too much. He's an all-or-nothing hitter. And he don't play a whole lot of baseball. That's my take on Stan right now, folks. Strikes out a ton, hits home runs, can't stay on the field. Am I wrong in anything I'm saying here, folks? I mean, you guys watch games. All or nothing is the best way to describe Stan at this point. Because 2018, we saw him on the field the entire year. Last year, not in the least. And now to start 2020, he's picking up right where he left off. That is a troubling, troubling sign. So much for the idea of being in the best shape of your Yankee career. And here's the kicker. And I'm sure this is going to be a very comforting thought to any of the Yankee fans listening to the show right now. Listen to this. Here is what the Yankees owe Giancarlo Stanton over the next decade. Buckle up. 2020. $26 million. 2021, $29 million. 2022, $29 million. 2023, oh, it gets better. $32 million. 2024, $32 million. 2025, $32 million. 2026, get a little bit of a break, down to $29 million. And in 2027, the final year, I'm sure he will be in a Yankee uniform because they have a club option for 2028. That's one they're not going to pick up, I guarantee you. In 2027, Giancarlo Stanton will make $25 million. We are in year three of the Giancarlo Stanton experience. What in the world is year six and year seven? What is this guy going to look like 5 years from now? He can't stay on the field now. You tell me 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to get a better version? You're going to get a better player? No chance. No way, no how. The only way he's going to be able to endear himself and be fully embraced by the New York Yankee fan base, my goodness, he's going to have an October for the ages. Because you know what? He has an October, people will find a way to look past the salary. I know I, for one, will find a way to look past the salary. But right now, I feel like the Yankees are just not getting what they're paying for. They're paying for a big star to come here and be productive. Looks like 2020 going to be another what-if kind of year for Stanton. Certainly getting off to that kind of start. Now, the other question for the Yankees in the loss of Giancarlo, who's going to play some outfield, who's going to be your designated hitter. How do the Yankees find a way to make it work? Well, the good news here in all of this, as sick as I am over the Stanton news, because it just rubs me the wrong way, leaves a knot in my stomach, the Yankees are well-equipped to find a way to survive for a couple of different reasons. One, the emergence, again, of Miguel Andujar. I'm very thankful the Yankees have figured out a way to get Andujar reps out in the outfield, to get him some reps over at first base, knowing he can be a force, a big-time force, within that everyday lineup. Didn't we say about a week ago, with the lineup and who's going to play, it usually has a way of working itself out. I don't know if Miguel Andujar is going to be able to get through this spring training or the season unscathed because he's wearing a Yankee uniform. Anything's possible at this point. But his role is going to be there right out of the gate. Go and hit. I don't care where you're playing. Go and hit. So if you're going to slot Andujar in as either a DH or in the outfield, it then opens up a couple more doors for some other Yankees. If the Yankees are going to play Andujar in the outfield, maybe a guy like Mike Ford, who played great in September, can have more of a role on this team. But if Andujar is going to DH, I think the two guys you would look at and say, there is an opportunity for you. Let's see what you make of it. The first being Mike Tauchman. Mike Tauchman from June on was tremendous. He got on base. He played terrific defense. He hit for power. He hit lefties. He hit righties. He was stupendous. He had an injury in September, and he was left off the postseason roster. I would look at Mike Tauchman as a guy who, going into opening day, because of his left-handed bat, his defense, his on-base ability, I think he will be the front runner to get a majority of the at-bats that would have gone to Giancarlo Stanton. However, it also now sets up the possibility of Clint Frazier, who is this very polarizing figure amongst New York Yankee fans because he comes over in the Andrew Miller trade. He's got the lightning quick bat speed. We have seen flashes of some really good offensive numbers and performance when he's been in that Yankee uniform, but his defense has been an issue. His attitude at times has been an issue. And trying to figure out a place to play him, especially going back to last year, was a major topic of conversation. The way I see things right now, Clint Frazier, unless he bombs in spring training, is going to be on the 26-man roster when the Yankees hit Camden Yards. Because if your outfield is Tauchman, Gardner, and Aaron Judge, and that's, of course, assuming that Aaron Judge makes it through the spring, Clint Frazier's a guy who could hit the big league level. So in the absence of Giancarlo Stanton, I think there is opportunity for Yankees who shined last year, and you maybe wondered about what their role was going to be, or a guy like Andujar, where you were maybe creatively trying to figure out, well, what exactly will his 2020 position be within this Yankee group? It's worked out, at least going into opening day, because don't count on the idea of Giancarlo Stanton being out there. And are there Yankee fans, and I wonder, who honestly think 3, 4, 5 years down the road, Giancarlo Stanton's contract is one that will be looked at as a good one and a move that will be looked at as a good one by Brian Cashman? I love Brian Cashman. I think he's one of the best general managers in all sports. Let's call it like it is. He could go and do it over again. Giancarlo Stanton wouldn't be on this team.